Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and we have some documents for Deborah to read from PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. The two email exchanges that you're going to hear me read are what I read a few years ago. These are in the plan to burn up Northern California, but I'm going to read them again today, because they're as relevant as they were then, if not even more so now. And this was from the California Public Utility Commission to, again, Pacific Gas and Electric. And this is dated August the 22nd of 2011. And it was copied to four people to the California Public Utility Commission. And here's what it says. Just a reminder, we are the first to propose a solar generator in space that will beam RF waves down to a receptor site and convert it to DC current. We have changed our receptor site from the Mojave Desert in California to Sebastopol in California. Then,
wow.
This is from, and this is in response, Brian, I assume you're assembling a high-level task force of washed-up and never were, yet somehow movie star handsome, former astronauts to handle PG&E's response to the upcoming damaging space weather. I'm going to read that again. I'm assuming that you've assembled a high-level task force of washed-up and never were, yet somehow movie star handsome, former astronauts to handle PG&E's response to the upcoming damaging space weather. Also, please dribble out one at a time over the next few months all internal memos, lawsuits, PowerPoint presentations, and officer cover-up directives in which PG&E is repeatedly warned about damaging space weather and chooses to do nothing, then has its lawyers blame it on the customers, aka Earthlings, for any adverse consequences resulting. Thank you. This is what became the plan to burn up Northern California, in part. I read it again because I'm now referring to the very last page of our local paper that is called the Press Democrat, dated August the 26th of 2018. Now, I want all of you to remember, at the time that I leaked these documents, I did not know that Pacific Gas and Electric was Rothschild. but now I do, and all of you know as well. So what you just heard me read is Rothschild's admission to the use of space-based weather. Now I'm looking at the war plan map that was printed in the back, full page, of our newspaper. And this is by Pacific Gas and Electric, again, Rothschild. And I'm going to read to you what this says. They say Community Wildfire Safety Program. And then there's a map of California, and it's color-coded. And it says High Fire Threat District Map. And then it's color-coded with Tier 2, meaning it's an elevated fire risk, which is most of Northern California except for Central California. And then Tier 3, which is color-coded in bright orange, as extreme fire threat. And that is the mountain range, Tahoe, and those areas. I can tell you that it says under the map, growing extreme weather threats require new strategies. Now keep in mind, Rothschild, a.k.a. PG&E, Goldman Sachs, Smart Cities, Resilient Cities, all of that is literally using weather weapons all over the world, and this is a planned attack. I continually reference all of you going to your climate action plans. Climate weather weapons have been fully activated. And in your specific climate action plan in your city, you will find the threats that your city is saying you need to reduce your greenhouse gas emissions and reduce your carbon footprint, or otherwise you're going to experience all these weaponized weather events. This is nonsense. I hope by now everyone is looking at your climate action plan as an activated climate weather weaponized assault on you and your area, because every plan has different lists of assaults. Yes, they do talk about the toxic red algae bloom that is now a national state of a state emergency in Florida. That is in the plans. So look up your plans. Just type in the name of your community. For example, you could type in San Diego, California, followed by, on your search bar, climate action plans and resilient plans. You will see the plans. Look around on those plans. You will see what they tell you in your area are your climate risks. So certainly in California, they tell us that we risk fire, air and water pollution, and more. This is where you find out where you're going to be assaulted. And solutions and preparedness must stem from looking at their war plans against us, all of us. Now, I want to talk about what we just saw. And this is an extremely important disclosure. I just read to you again the emails. But I want to talk about a smoking gun. And all of you need to look this up as well. This just came into our website. I thank everybody who sends things in to stopthecrime.net, because I bring them forward like I am right now. Here's what the smoking gun is. In the summer of 2018, German automaker Volkswagen began using hail, H-A-I-L, cannons, shockwave generators that curb the formation of hail in the atmosphere to protect Volkswagen's vehicles in the outdoor car lots in Mexico's Pueblo state. Farmers claim the practice has disrupted all precipitation in the area, pushing the region into drought. The Pueblo government says it will work with VW and the farmers to reach an agreement on the issue. Now, let's talk about this, because certainly this demonstrates how weather weapons are being used on other corporations like Volkswagen.
Wow.
Let's read more of this. This is a smoking gun. Again, all of you can find this information, vet it. I wish you would. You can just type in, Volkswagen has been accused of ruining crops planted near one of its factories in Mexico by using technology to alter the weather. Let's read a little bit more about this. And this was in August of 2018 that this was disclosed. So this is hot off the press. When we get to the other side of the break, we're going to read a little bit more of this, because we are under attack. They're using weather weapons, and we're at war.
Yeah, exactly. Back in a moment with Deborah. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Yeah, please continue.
Yes, okay, so we're disclosing the smoking gun about how weather weapons are being used at the Volkswagen manufacturing plant in Mexico, and how Volkswagen is having to retaliate to fend off the denting of their cars that after they are manufactured that are parked in their massive lots. So I'm going to go into this a little bit more. I'm going to read this article. And all of you, please share this information far and wide. This is weather weapons now being used. So let's go on. Volkswagen has been accused of ruining crops planted near one of its factories in Mexico by using technology to alter the weather. Local groups have accused German automaker of causing a dry spell with hail, H-A-I-L, cannons that shoot sonic booms into the air to prevent the formation of hail. The devices are used to protect cars parked outside the factory from dents caused by hailstones. Following the complaints, Volkswagen has promised to reduce its use of the cannons at its Pueblo factory, even though there is no evidence that the use of these devices causes a lack of rain. Volkswagen of Mexico decided to modify its operation in order to maintain a harmonious relationship with its neighbors. Volkswagen has stopped using these devices in their automatic mode and is only operating these devices manually when the meteorological conditions determine the imminent fall of hail.
Or rain, because remember, hail is just a form of rain that freezes because of the drop in the atmospheric pressure.
Well, we know that this is weather weapons being used on the automaker. We know that they can certainly see when the hail is going to be launched at them as a weapon to cause damage to their vehicles, right?
Right.
And it says, listen to this. The automaker said it now plans to install anti-hail nets over for more than 150 acres to protect its cars. It said it would continue to use the cannon, the hail cannons, as needed. Now, it also goes on to say that the automaker has around 15,000 workers at its Pueblo factory, which manufactures models including Jetta, Beetle, Golf, and hundreds of thousands of vehicles are produced at the plant each year. So Weather Weapons is being attacked on Volkswagen in Mexico and affecting the growing of the farmers all around. Wow. Now, we face a horrific reality now of Weather Weapons. And I want to say to all of you that the attacks are going to amplify. They're going to become more severe. We have and are posting an open letter on the Hot Topics tab of StopTheCrime.net. I don't know if it's posted there yet, but I'm going to read just a little of it to you. It's an open letter to the members of the IPCC and others alleging promotion of fake science at the expense of human and environmental health. And the draft weather alterating causes of that. And this is by J. Marvin Herdon, H-E-R-N-D-O-N. I have been a member of the American Geophysical Union for 45 years. During that time, I have published fundamental scientific advances in world-class science journals. In 2011, the AGU established its task force on scientific ethics and integrity and invited input from its members. On February 2nd of 2012, I responded with a fundamental statement on scientific ethics and integrity. Scientists are persons of integrity. They stand for what is right. They tell the truth and ensure the full truth is known. They do not lie. In this response, I gave specific examples of egregious ethical transgressions by luminaries as science awardee Don Anderson. 2 weeks later, the chairman of the task force resigned in disgrace over his own ethical transgression nationally reported. Now, I want everybody to understand this is being reported by scientists. We know that the weather is being used in covert ways. I've reported the intention of blast wave accelerators and certainly the new Russian submarine that can create tsunamis and is. I have reported on many of the coastal conditions of soil erosion and increased requirements now where coastal communities are to be relocated due to weather weapons. Now, we all realize that many of the methods that are occurring are exacerbating current conditions that are underlying. That is right. Absolutely true. Right. And it would be foolhardy to think that many of the conditions that are now being used falsely to create enhanced hazards are not real. We saw that in Operation Crimson Mist that was used in Central Africa with the use of microwave weapons to exacerbate emotional behavior between the Tutsis and the Hutus, which initiated over 1 million people being murdered.
Well, so what people have to understand is that the weather systems you're talking about, blast wave accelerators and submarine induced tsunamis, etc., which goes back to the 1940s in the southern Pacific Ocean, the most dangerous weapons are American and Russian. And these are space-based weapons. What they do is they set up what's called a torsion field, and they insert it into the atmosphere in this torsion field, nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum, which is why it's a fire accelerant, but it also turns the atmosphere into a plasma. When the atmosphere becomes a plasma, these scalar waves can actually steer weather cells, and they can create blocking highs to block weather systems like the Pineapple Express coming in from Hawaii, which is currently devastating Hawaii. That Pineapple Express is not coming to California. They're going to make sure it doesn't. That has been up there at least 7 years plus now since Fukushima to block the radiation coming in from the Pineapple Express because the pathway of radiation from Japan comes right over Hawaii. And what people don't understand is these weather systems are being manipulated, as we speak, by above government agencies in America and Russia. Now, there's three other countries that have weather modification technology. But the worst of all these systems isn't just tsunamis and so on. It's on the go, right now, world weather control by branches of the super agencies in the United Nations. I spoke to Dr. Isley back in 1997 for an entire evening, how they were planning on capturing carbon credits dropping into the ocean floor. And how they were planning on putting space-based weather modification technology up. That's 1997. That's 21 years ago, okay? So you got to understand what's going on here. That Deborah's talking about is not a future thing. It's not sci-fi. They're doing it to us now, aren't they?
And it's accelerating. It's accelerating.
Right.
Faster than we can possibly imagine.
Exactly. And by the way, I found that San Diego, California resilient cities plans. And it's all there. Oh, my gosh.
Normal blood pressure.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I did exactly what you said, and I searched up for just San Diego County for Climate Action Plan or Resilient Cities, and oh my gosh, I see all these charts here, and it's mind-boggling what they're damn well doing. It's crazy.
Well, it is. In fact, you can also type in Hawaii Climate Action Plans, and you will see the intention of building various types of seawalls to protect them from increased shore erosion. This is part of what that new YouTube is about, where I have a YouTube up called Coastal Attacks. Check it out. Everybody needs to look at that YouTube and send it out far and wide. Coastlines Under Attack. Type that in, you'll find the YouTube. It's flying through the internet now.
Right.
Make it go further, because when you look at these climate action plans, you see this is what they are saying. So when I typed in Hawaii, for example, Hawaii Climate Action Plans and Resilient Plan, I found the connection to Rothschild and Rockefeller.
My
100 resilient cities. Now, in the discussion about the Hawaii assaults with weather weapons, they have grants, sea grants, to assist homeowners obtaining permits, they say, for dune restoration projects and provisions of soft alternatives to building seawalls, which have had serious negative impacts on beaches and public shoreline access. But what will happen in the future when the impacts of high surf and high tides are exacerbated by increasing rates of sea level rise and erosion, levels for which the best available science, now this is all fraudulent science, and here's what it's saying. The best available science is telling us that it could be a foot or more by the year 2050, that's 2050, and over 3 feet by 2100 question mark. Interesting. Noah is behind all of this. Noah is part of a corrupt
right.
criminal agency at its core. Understand, they are providing this fraudulent, well, I shouldn't say fraudulent, because they're creating the reality of what we face. So while we recognize this is all fraudulent, bogus science, they've inactivated and activated weather weapons. So whether we realize that this is all false or not doesn't matter anymore. We are in a situation where weather weapons are fully engaged and we're at war. So now let me read a couple of things out of this Department of Defense 2014 Climate Action Adaptation Roadmap. This is what we face, because in the coastline attack YouTube that we have up, we talk about all branches of the military, Australian as well, are involved in this weather weapons assault on the coastlines. This is war games, again, exacerbating certain weather events on the shorelines anyway, but now turning it in to coastline warfare. Remember, moving us off the coastline removes us from the negative ions that allow us to have clearer thinking. We're less subjected to mind control. And mind control weapons systems are being enhanced, and they're certainly being engaged at levels that most of us in a few short years will no longer be able to think independently from what we're being queued up in our brains to do. Our bodies will be controlled. But having said that, this is the Department of Defense 2014 Climate Change Adaptation Roadmap, and here's what it says in the foreword only. The responsibility of the Department of Defense is the security of our country. That requires thinking ahead and planning for a wide range of contingencies. Among the future trends that will impact our national security is climate change, rising global temperatures, changing precipitation patterns, climbing sea levels, and more extreme weather events will intensify the challenges of global instability, hunger, poverty, and conflict. They will likely lead to food and water shortages. Now, I'm going to stop right here and certainly ask everybody to look at our current YouTube. It's called Water Shortages, Pollutions, Restrictions, and Our Only Solution, Primary Water. Again, Water Shortages, Pollution, Restrictions, and Our Only Solution, Primary Water. I'm interviewing Paul Power from the website Primary Water Institute. And again, I run the website primarywater.org. So let's continue with this Department of Defense, because this is horrific. But we're being told what is being done to us.
Right.
And it goes on.
And by the way, it doesn't matter whether it's a Democrat or Republican or what country you're in. These plans are moving forward with these globalists like the Rothschilds. Please continue.
Absolutely. They go on to say that they will likely lead to food and water shortages, pandemic, disease, disputes over refugees, resources, and destruction by natural disasters in regions across the globe. In our defense strategy, we refer to climate change as a threat multiplier. A threat multiplier, because it has the potential to exacerbate many of the challenges we're dealing with right now, from infectious disease to terrorism. We are already beginning to see some of these impacts. So I want to say, we have a new tick that now has been identified that has just now revealed itself in parts of the United States. Infectious diseases are going to be increased. It's part of the biological weaponized warfare. And I would recommend everybody look at the NASA war document. Again, it is just a PowerPoint, but it is a quick, easy read to understand the types of weapons that are going to be used on us. And I will say, NASA, as told by many people, stands for never a straight answer. So we have to be cautious in what we listen to NASA. And then they go on in this defense document to say, the changing climate will have real impacts on our military and the way it executes its missions. The military could be called upon more often to support civil authorities. Now, I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to add something. I've been looking at water restrictions. I've been looking at enforcement of reducing your use of water. I'm going to tell you the mechanisms of enforcement that will be set up on all of us, every single one of you that is listening. This is what you have in store. What will be occurring as water restrictions tighten up over the fake science that we're running out of water, which we're not. Again, primary water is renewable. We have all the water we need. So with that having been said, this is what we face in reducing our use of water. Local code enforcement officers will be deployed upon individual homes and businesses. Not only local code enforcement, but water agencies and officials, as well as the local police departments, the sheriff, and the military. Now, this also includes the U.S. Department of Forestry. They have SWAT teams. And in the YouTube that I've had up for a while now, called Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power, you will see a highlighted map that we got off of the Department of U.S. Forestry with the use of guns to take away water access to people along Northern California and in Oregon. Be sure to visit that map. When we come back, we have more.
When we come back, maybe we'll mention also, is there something like this happening in other states? But it seems like California and Oregon are getting the brunt of it right now, aren't they?
If you like alkaline water...
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAMA4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Site and go to these other sites. Well, Deborah, let's continue. I went to the Climate Action Pack for San Diego, and I couldn't believe these maniacs, and they're smiling, gooky faces. And what they plan on doing, remember, over the last number of years I've reviewed Zika virus, they're not only changing the weather, they're also modifying the pathogens and parasites that are coming with them. For example, like Zika virus, which is an RNA virus that directly causes heart failure, bone marrow failure, all kinds of nasty things. And these new super pathogens are coming along with the bad climate changes that they're inducing, aren't they?
Well, you know, I think that's a point that has to be underscored time and time again, because that is what we face as humans on this planet, and all of our animals, as well as all vegetation. This is Earth suffocation is what is occurring. Because as we continue to be under the illusion that we have to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, or CO2, which is what the plants need in order to produce oxygen.
Well, what is a plant? What is a plant? A plant is carbon dioxide condensed into molecules along with minerals and water. That's all it is. It's just minerals and water and carbon dioxide from the air. And if you reduce carbon credits, you're going to reduce the biosphere. And the fact is, we've been killing the benthic layer phytoplankton to convert carbon dioxide to oxygen. So what it does is reduce crops, especially because we don't stop the damage to the ozone layer, which increases ground level cosmic radiation, X-ray radiation, and ultraviolet light that destroys crops and gives you skin cancer and cataracts. People don't get this. They're actually trying to destroy the biosphere, aren't they?
They absolutely are, and suffocate us in the process, along with all of the other weapons that we're being assaulted with. But I want to continue with the Department of Defense. Everyone needs to understand that we have a government in name only. It doesn't exist for us.
Right.
And we still have many people that foolishly believe that they can vote new people in. I can't underscore enough, if you haven't yet, watch the YouTube, Babylon USA, Babylon USA, and then also watch The Swamp, episode 1-4. The Swamp is admissions from insiders, elected officials, good and decent people that went into Washington really thinking that they could make a change when they were in Washington, D.C., and they couldn't. And you're going to learn how the staffers control
and the bureaucracy,
And what is exceedingly important to understand with the staffers, and I'm going to hit this now because we've got have just moments left in the program today. But with the well drilling ban that has now been initiated in Santa Monica in Southern California. Now, they did it in Santa Monica. A well drilling ban for private wells, because there is only one private well in Santa Monica. So they knew that there would not be much of an upset if they pushed forward the ban there.
Wow. So in other words, they put the law forward because they only knew it was one person who could oppose them.
Well, and I'm sure that they didn't know and they didn't care. But having said that, I'm going to just go briefly over what the situation is so that you all understand. Santa Monica put forth this ban just within the last few weeks on well drilling until they get their groundwater adaptation plan approved. Now, Los Angeles County, Beverly Hills, other cities and communities in the peripheral of Los Angeles, the Department of Water and Power are all now initiating groundwater adaptation plans. This is the reduced withdrawal of water, which will also then be requiring the AMI meters, advanced metering infrastructure, like the smart meters, exactly like the smart meters.
Wow.
There is to be a continuous data collection on any withdrawal of water, anywhere, everywhere, all the time. And when you use over the allotment that will be designated to each individual, your water will be cut off. When the water is cut off on your property, particularly if you're in the rural country areas, the health department comes in, because they're all part of this horrific, hideous agenda. The health department comes in, deems your property unsafe, and the EPA has also said this as well. When your water is turned off because of overuse, your property is no longer habitable. It is unsafe. They will remove you from your property to an area where you can have potable water. Now, the big emphasis is to bring in sewer water, to treat sewer water, and to use desalination to bring forth water. This is the plan. To asset strip all of us with the belief that we're running out of water, create systems that create more toxins in the water than we have even now.
They call it toilets and tap water. It's already in Orange County right now.
Yes, it is. And so what they're doing now also in Mexico is in Baja, there's a tremendous water shortage because they've cut the folks off of water there in Baja. And they're saying that they're going to have to water their crops now with desalinated water. So what do they do with all the salt and other aspects of changing the salt water to potable water? Where do they put all of that? We've got a huge problem. It's more intensifying and poisoning all of us.
Well, they got to stick it in landfill. They put the desalinating byproduct, the salt and all the other materials, into landfill that poisons the water locally that could be coming from that groundwater, right?
Well, this is why we've got to access primary water. All of you listening, drill. You've got to drill. Listen to the YouTube, water shortages, pollution, restrictions, and our only solution is primary water. It doesn't cost much. You must use a well driller that understands primary water. That's why you must contact primarywaterinstitute.org. Well drillers are not taught about primary water. They drill. They typically case and gravel pack. You don't want to typically case and gravel pack. That prevents the water from expanding from the fractures that are in the drill site, your borehole site. And I can tell you that I've had the opportunity to be on a number of primary water drill sites to date, and it is fascinating. It is unbelievably amazing, and it's empowering to know that the earth creates pure, fresh, clean, unadulterated drinking water, and we're being deceived into sewer to tap or toilet to tap and desalination. Don't be deceived, please. Our last is that our water supply is not taken over.
And by the way, primary water is deuterium and tritium free. It's free of these radiotoxins that are naturally accumulating in the world because of nuclear reactors, etc.
Well, they can case the water off and it can be protected even from the radiation.
No, I'm talking about the tritium and deuterium that are naturally in our water.
Yes.
You have to actually pull off to actually have deuterium like reactors in Canada, like these slow nuclear reactors in Canada. That's not present in primary water. Its water
right.
is actually primary hydrogen and oxygen, period. It doesn't have deuterium or tritium in it. And it's also heavy metal and toxin-free if you get primary water from a good source.
That's so, exactly right. So before you're unable to drill, if you're on rural country property or in farmlands, and particularly I'm speaking for people here in Northern California along the Oregon-California border, where there are three dams that are scheduled to be removed, the farmers and ranchers, beautiful farms and ranches up there, they need to start drilling now because those dams are likely to come down.
Why are they taking the dams down? Because they can't maintain them? Or
they're saying that it's prohibiting the natural pathways of the coho salmon and the fish.
You got to be kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. And we're going to do a radio show on that, Dr. Bill, because there are three dams involved, and the ranchers and farmers, those dams are coming down one of two ways. They're either going to be taken down methodically, or they're going to be used as a weapon and blown up with lasers. That is how those dams are coming down, one of two ways. And those people have to get to primary water, or they lose their farms and ranches, period. Period.
And by the way, if you're waterless, your property is useless, and you'll be taken off your land, whether it's a rural farm or a home. And believe it or not, if you think this is not going to happen, you're not paying attention. It's not just in America. It's in New Zealand. It's in Australia. It's in Europe. Everywhere they're trying to force us off the land by taking away our water, aren't they?
Absolutely. This is a water alert. Learn the truth about water.
The water war is on, isn't it?
.org.
PrimaryWater.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.